Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, January the 15th, 2014.
Doesn't time
it is
fly
correct,
when you're
it does. Diana Moxon is with us. Good morning, Diana.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
You haven't been with us for a couple of months.
No, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
Lots of festivities in between, but here right. I am ready to talk about the year ahead.
Okay, so what's going on with the Columbia Art League and the year ahead, 2014?
Well, we have a show opening this week. It's called Please Don't Touch.
And Please Don't Touch?
Please Don't Touch. You know when you go into a gallery,
yeah.
Please Don't Touch,
yeah.
And your parents say, please don't touch, don't
yeah.
touch that. So I thought we'd do a show called Please Don't Touch. So it plays on that idea of tactility and how
so,
we always want
so
to reach out and touch
Please Don't
things.
Touch, that means that everybody comes in, all of these pieces of art that are going to be showing you can't touch.
Well, somebody may play on the alternate of that, of like where you can actually touch it. So who knows, you know, what you'll see when you come to the show. We do the opening reception this coming Saturday, the 18th of January.
Okay.
From 6 to 8 p.m., open to everybody. So you can come down and
so
see
what goes
all
on
the
at
shows.
The reception?
Oh, all the artists come and you get to chat to the artists. And we have Lisa Rose and Joel Anderson playing music. And we have
Go
nice
like
food.
Lisa Rose, yeah.
Yeah, she's great. We have nice food and we have wine. And you can chat to the artists and you can buy works in the show. Because all the works
touch
are for sale.
The artists?
Chat.
Oh, Dave. Chat.
Chat.
Oh, okay. You can chat with the artists.
So it's a nice little gathering.
And just have an all-around good time.
An all-around good time in the presence of lovely art, all produced by our fabulous local artists here in Columbia.
Yeah. So that's going to be this coming Saturday.
It is.
What time?
6 till 8 p.m.
Right.
So that's the first show of the year, and that will run through until the end of February.
Now, should people call ahead for
no,
the reception
no
or just
need.
Come?
Just
well, then
stand
how
up.
Do you know how many people are going to be there?
I don't. I have to just guess. But it's usually around 100, 150 people that come. So
okay.
we know generally. We used to do receptions on a Thursday, so now we're moving to a Saturday. So that might alter the number of people.
You're probably going to have more people.
That would be
Saturday.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes anyway.
All right. So this coming Saturday, Columbia Art League.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's invited to attend.
They are.
Yeah. What have you got coming up after that?
After that, we go into a show called Appetite.
Uh-huh.
So it's our
Does
food
have to
show.
Do with food?
Yes, it does. Well done. We did a show 2 years ago called Eat Me. Then we did one last year called Edible. And this year it's called Appetite. So it's a show based on food. And that allows us to do the wonderful fundraising event we're going to do on April the 3rd this year called Let Them Eat Art, where we invite 10 local chefs to come down and choose one of the artworks in the show as an inspiration for a dish of, you know, tapas or finger food. And we sell 100 tickets. And you get to come and meet the chefs, eat the food, and see the work that they've chosen as an inspiration. So that's really fun.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're going to have 10 different chefs
mm-hmm.
from the
Columbia.
Central Missouri, from Columbia.
Yeah.
They're going to pick out a piece of artwork.
In the show called Appetite.
And then they are going to develop a particular type of food that
mm-hmm.
goes with that artwork.
Exactly. So they may do something that looks like the artwork. They may choose an ingredient that's apparent in the artwork and use that as the basis for their finger food.
Uh-huh.
So we just do 100 tickets and it's a really lovely fundraiser. So that's coming up in April.
I mean, these are really unique ideas.
Yes, I know. Isn't
and
it great?
These are all your ideas, aren't they?
More or less. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
well, I have a lot of great people that help make everything happen.
Okay.
So that's coming up in, and that goes from February through to early April, mid-April. And then we do a show I'm very excited about called Elemental. And it's a show of artwork based on the periodic table. So you remember your periodic table,
uh-huh.
your AGs and AUs, all your atomic numbers.
Uh-huh.
So, but when you start delving into the periodic table, there are so many great stories of discovery and invention and just the pure colors, gold and silver and all those wonderful atomic elements. And so there's so much in the periodic table. So we're going to do a show of art based on stories, the tapestry of the periodic table.
And when is this?
That's going to be April through to June.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, in June, we have the big Art in the Park. June.
Oh, and you're probably working on Art in the Park right now.
I started working on it in October.
It's what?
Started in October working on Art in the Park. So, yeah.
So you've already been working on it.
Yes.
You started working on Art in the Park when you, the last one left.
I know.
Which I thought turned out very, very nice.
It did in the end, given the conditions. So hopefully it won't be as wet and soggy this year. Hopefully it'll be a nice, dry year.
So what's the date for Art in the Park?
7th and 8th of June.
Of June, okay.
So it's a little bit later. It's 2 weeks after Memorial Day this year. Usually it's 1 week after, but because of the way the month slices, this year we're 2 weeks.
And we'll be on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
It will be where?
Stevens Lake Park, mm-hmm. June 7th and 8th. So that'll be beginning of June. It'll be on the same time as we have the Elemental show will still be going on.
And so then, have you already decided on the vendors that'll be there?
No, that happens in February. The applications are coming in right now, and then the deadline is the first Friday in February. Then we jury it mid-February, and then we confirm at the end of February to all the artists.
Some of the same ones that you had last year will be back again.
Oh, yes.
I thought you had a wonderful selection of vendors last year.
We did, and despite the conditions, people really enjoyed it. So hopefully we didn't put anybody off
last year. Yeah, because there was a lot of rain, wasn't it?
There was.
They were bored. So you were kind of sloshing through the mud a little bit. But everybody seemed to have a really nice time.
It did. It was blitz mentality, as we say in England. Everybody just knuckled down and got on with it.
So. Yeah. Okay, so after Art in the Park,
Then we go to a show called Bountiful Boone. It's a show based on our beautiful Boone County and all the natural wonders in Boone County and all our, so it'd be more of a kind of a nature, or it can be an urban show too, so landscapes and urban imagery. Mm-hmm. So everything that's based on Boone County.
Okay.
And that'll be over the summer, and that's the members' show. And then in the fall, the big show is the same as last year. We're going to revisit the interpretation show where we had the writers and artists to work together and interpret each other's work, because that was such an amazing show. So we're going to revisit interpretations again next week.
So is that the last show?
No, that'll be the early fall, and then the end of the year we go to the Give a Gift of Art show, which we've just taken down at the Art League, and that's the members' holiday season show where we encourage people to think about buying art as a gift for the holidays. And that'll be the 6 shows of 2014.
You know what's amazing? I'm sitting here listening to you ramble all of this off. You don't have anything written down. You have it all. You live the Columbia Art League.
I do.
You have it all just ingrained in your mind.
I do.
And that shows your complete, total dedication. Diana Moxon.
Or insanity.
No, I would say it's complete dedication. If people want more information about the Columbia Art League, what do they need to do?
Well, they can do one of three things.
They can ring you up.
They can ring me up on 443-8838.
443-8838.
Or they can go to www.columbiaartleague.org. Mm-hmm. And there's a beautiful website, and we have so much information on there, so they can go there and have a look. Or they can come to 207 South 9th Street and pop in and say
just
hello.
Pop in. So you can either pop in or you can ring her up, whichever you prefer.
Or you can check the interwebs. The interwebs.
I like that. Check the interweb and you'll get all the information on it. Diana Moxon, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you,
Paul. Columbia Art League. And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the show this Saturday, right?
Exactly.
This Saturday. All right. Let's see. Tomorrow, Mel Zelenik will be on with it. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Felling from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan Oyung. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.